1-844-464-6943. We're back here on the Howie Carr Show, and we are joined by Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. He is leaving a meeting in New York, and he is on his way to New Hampshire, where he's going to spend the weekend up here with us. And thanks for being with us, Governor Walker. And say hello to VB. He's with me as my co-host today.
Hi, VB. How are you?
Good, Governor. In fact, my wife is very pregnant, and I must tell you, on our fridge as we speak is an ultrasound. Just to tell you, because for those that think that, you know, this made-up quote that you had about ultrasounds and the way that Salon and Politico, et cetera, have run wild with it, what he said, Howie, was ultrasounds are a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
My wife cannot get enough ultrasound pictures. We just got another one last. It drives me nuts because you'd think like this is real time on our fridge, the way we got so many ultrasound pictures. But what you actually said versus what the left would have people believe, and some people do believe you said, are so wildly different. And I've never seen this about a politician before, like I have with Scott Walker, the way they make up things that he's said or done.
They hate him. They have, you know, it used to be George W. Bush was responsible for everything. Now it's now to a large degree, at least in large parts of the Midwest and increasingly across the country, Scott Walker is everything is Scott Walker's fault, right? That's what what happens when you go up against.
Name a controversy and they think he had something to do with it, or like you said, have me say something and. Great example. You said that ultrasound picture, it is cool. And I run into people all the time who show me their kids or their grandkids. They say, hey, we just had my son and daughter-in-law or daughter and son-in-law just had their first ultrasound. Here it is. They show up their phone, and it's a cool thing. But it is amazing on this and so many other issues, whether it's on fighting the unions, whether it's standing up for taxpayers, whether it's entitlement reform or welfare reform.
Oh, and you wanted to gut the University of you wanted to gut the University of Wisconsin. Yeah. I think you wanted the Badgers to concede to Duke before the final final basketball game, right? I mean, you might as
amazing.
Well have been blamed for that. Hey, listen, there's a story in the Washington Times this morning saying that you're thinking about not taking part in the Iowa straw poll, and that this would have these great political ramifications, not in New Hampshire, obviously, but in Iowa, where the first caucuses are held. Are you thinking of not taking part in the Iowa straw poll?
No. This is not as wild as that. Those other statements we just talked about. No, I pointed out. They asked if I was going to be in the straw poll in Iowa, and what I said was, "Well, I'm not officially a candidate one way or the other, so I can't make decisions or announcements like that until after we've made a declaration as to what our intentions are. But if we were to get in, we'd play not only in Iowa in the caucuses, obviously back in this weekend in New Hampshire, happy to be back, love the folks in New Hampshire. We'd play in South Carolina, we'd play in Nevada. I said I could play anywhere in the country, I believe, with the message we've got about having taken on the big of a special interest, particularly the union bosses, and putting the power back in the hands of hardworking people. The only thing I said was, you know, we'd play to win in just about anywhere. We'd see, you know, for us, placing would be great, but we'd play to win anywhere. So the only place that might be a little bit difficult is in Florida, just because of Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio both being favorite sons from that state, and they're going to burn up a good chunk of, particularly Governor Bush, whatever financial advantage he may have coming up on this next report. He's going to have to spend probably $50 or $60 million in Florida, and that'll be things will be leveled off after that. But
you think
I'll be
he's
in Florida next Tuesday, so I'm clearly still interested in the voters of Florida, just like I'm interested in the voters in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and all around the country.
His people were saying earlier this month, as you know, where they told Politico that he's going to have $100 million in his super PAC by the end of the month, which is now, 2 days away. You think he's going to make it?
Well, I think that's probably about right. But I think, you know, having been up to New Hampshire a bunch, having been in South Carolina and Iowa, I think particularly in the early states, you know, voters want more than just ads. They want to talk to you. They want to hold town hall meetings. They want to hear what the voters or they want to hear what the candidates, I should say, have to say. And you can have all the money in the world, but if your message isn't connecting, I think, you know, at some point, large sums of money become a disadvantage. And the other part, as I mentioned, in Florida, which has an early primary, my friend Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, who I'm going to see on Tuesday at one of his events in Orlando, he spent $100 million alone just in Florida last year to win the gubernatorial election, even if you spend a little over half of that, that wipes out a good chunk of that advantage early on.
Yeah. What about this new system they've got for the debates? As you know, obviously you're going to make the cut. Fox and I think CNN is going by basically the same standards. 10 people in a debate, and it looks like Carly Fiorina might not make the cut, even though she's been pretty impressive out on the campaign trail from everything we've seen.
I love hearing Carly. I mean, she's been on fire. I got a kick the other day. She showed up and did a press conference on the steps of the hotel where Hillary Clinton was at. I mean, she's her alter ego. She's right on the spot, on the money, calling out Hillary Clinton on one abuse after another. I love it at these
Should Carly be in the – and it looks, too, you know, she'd be a woman. Otherwise, there'll be 10 guys. Should Carly Fiorina be included in these early debates?
Well, I think they got to set a standard and stick with it one way or the other, whether it's 10 or 15 or 20 or everybody. To me, it doesn't matter how many they're in. I get why, you know, otherwise you get in an hour and a half, you get, you know, a minute 30 worth of response if it's too big a crowd. But I do think, I mean, think about it. We've got a wide open field. We've got a very diverse field. Not only have Carly, you've got Ben Carson, you've got Marco Rubio, you've got Bobby Jindal, you've got an ethnically diverse and overall diverse, much more so than the Democrats, who essentially are anointing one person. I love the fact there are as many great, exciting Republicans out there. It tells a great story about this country, and it tells we're more aligned with where I think most Americans are.
Let me throw a softball out there, Howie, as he gets ready to come to New Hampshire. We all saw the report on the economy today. Normally, I'd say, how do you like them apples?
I had it written down right here. GDP declined by almost a full point, Governor Walker, as you've seen. And how about the fact that they're blaming it, the unexpected, as they always say, results on the cold winter the day after Obama goes down to Miami and is talking about global warming?
Right.
I mean, is it global warming or is it global cooling?
Yeah, I could, you know, 2 years ago, I could have dealt with some global warming when it was the polar vortex. I know you guys in the Northeast could have used it during the winter with all the snow. But yeah, it's whatever they pick. It's you know, this White House is driven by the political shop in the White House, not by what the actual policymakers are saying out in their cabinet and their offices out there. It's why we got the HHS not telling them that you can't say if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That's why we see the mess, sadly, in places like Iraq. And this is another example of this where, you know, they don't understand that people create jobs, not the government. Under this president, people like Hillary Clinton, they seem to think that the way you grow the economy is by growing Washington. They've been wildly successful at that. Heck, last year alone, six of the top 10, according to one report, six of the top 10 wealthiest counties in America were in or around Washington, D.C. I think, sadly, we're seeing the results of that. The best way to grow the economy is by getting government out of the way, understanding that people create jobs in cities and towns and villages all across America, and getting government out of the way is the best way to unleash more freedom and prosperity in this country.
Now, and another getting back to the global warming situation, I mean, he was also blaming the flooding in Texas on global warming. But last year, his people, the global warming crowd, was blaming the drought on global warming. I mean, what's your feeling about global warming?
You know, in the end, my simple belief is if you want a sustainable environment, you got to have a sustainable economy. And the things that they're doing are really putting our economy at odds. You can do both. The best way to be green is to make green or save green. If you can help companies and people save money or make money through conserving things, that's great. But don't put these restrictions in place. I came out again this week and said that this, what they call the Clean Power Plan, it's really the CPP is really the costly power plant, is going to devastate American manufacturers. It's going to be another hit on the American economy. They think it's going to have some sort of impact on emissions and things of that sort. In the whole spectrum of the world, it's going to have a minimal, if any, major impact globally, and yet we're going to do major damage to America's economy. We got to be smart about this. If you want to be a good protector of natural resources, a sustainable environment has to be driven by a sustainable economy. And we can do that, just not the path they're going down.
What's your take on all these Clinton emails that are coming out? And now we learn more and more about the Clinton Foundation. And now it turns out that Bill set up this dummy corporation, WJC LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, 2 days after Obama announces that Hillary, his wife, is going to be the Secretary of State. So he sets up this basically another laundering outfit here.
It is. You look at this pattern. It is a clear pattern. The Clintons have seem to think they have a different set of rules than the rest. If you look at these things in total, particularly, set aside for a minute whether it's legal, whether it's following the rules, I think both of which are debatable, particularly when all these federal employees were told they couldn't have separate email accounts, and yet that's exactly what the Secretary of State had. But just assume for a minute they didn't violate the rules, they didn't violate the law, which is all very debatable. Basic common sense of anyone in America tells you that if your spouse is the Secretary of State, you should not be taking millions of dollars in speaking fees or otherwise from foreign countries out there. That is just a basic common sense check when it comes to conflict of interest. I think any American, Democrat, Republican, or in between could tell you that is a conflict of interest. If you didn't tell them who the people were involved, they would say, of course that's a conflict of interest. And yet the Clintons seem to think there's a different set of rules for them than there is for anybody else.
Well, there has been for so long, I think. That's why people think that. You tweeted, I noticed, on your Twitter page, which it looks to me like you actually run. I don't know, but there's pictures of burgers on grills. There's pictures of your uncle's boots. But you tweeted a couple of days ago, former Secretary of State was alerted to dangerous conditions in Libya and run up to 2012 attack. Number one, I like that you're following it pretty closely. Number two, I like that you're putting that stuff out there because other candidates seem to be treading lightly on this stuff. You certainly are not.
Oh, I don't think so. I think we should take this head on. I have no problem taking someone on. You know, I come from the Midwest. We're Midwestern nice. I have a Midwestern filter. Sometimes people confuse that into thinking I won't push back and things. No, I just don't take cheap shots. But, man, when it's right, I will take every opportunity to point out what is messed up with anybody, for that matter, but particularly with Hillary Clinton. And I think the American public deserve to know the truth, and the truth is that on the emails, on the Clinton cash, on the foundation, and all the other issues that are out there, there is a disturbing, consistent trend out there, a pattern that suggests that they think there's a different set of rules. And I think Americans, they want someone who follows the rule of law. They want someone who looks out for their best interest. They want someone who doesn't, you know, violate clear sets of conflict of interest. And they want someone relatable. They want someone who can relate to everyday American people. When Hillary Clinton talked even last year at her book tour about how she and Bill were dead broke, as she said, when they came out of the White House, when they had a book deal pending, when they speaking fees on the horizon and two houses set in motion, I don't think most people think that's dead broke. I remember dead broke. That was shortly after college when I just started working, and you know, you're 2 months behind on rent and you're living on ramen noodles. That's dead broke, not the stuff that
Paula Jones pointed that out yesterday as well in that interview she gave to the Daily Mail. How about the little sort of sidebar items in the emails, like the fact that in one of the emails they call Ambassador Stevens, who's just been killed, they call him Ambassador Smith. Or, you know, one of her aides is trying to get to her, and she sends back an email at 10:41 in the morning and says, "I just woke up." You know, I mean,
yeah. When was the last time you woke up at 10:40 in the morning, Governor Walker?
Yeah, for me, 6:40 would be a late morning, particularly when you've got key issues like this out here. But again, it's all part of a pattern. I mean, remember when she was first asked about this, that she only had the one device, and on the very day you saw one of those pictures of the BlackBerry, there was stuff coming from another device. I mean, it's just, again, it's one of these patterns.
Right. And she only used one. She only used one address, and now we know there were at least two addresses that she was using.
Well, it's just, even the press conference I thought in front of the UN sometime back when the email story first came out, I thought was so very revealing, which is just the whole reaction was, I can't believe I even have to respond to this. Yeah. And again, that's where I think people have a legitimate right to be concerned here, saying, this is part of a disturbing pattern where the Clintons think that, you know, they don't have to follow the rules that everyday Americans follow. And, you know,
But again, there's
say as elected officials, as public servants, we should actually be held to a higher standard, not a lower standard.
But again, you see the old double standard. You know, you were talking about the diversity and the ethnic diversity in the Republican field. Have you seen the front front cover of the New Yorker this week?
I have not. No.
No one told you about this? There's a picture of it's a locker room. You and all the Republican candidates, with the exception, just tellingly, of Jindal, Carson, and Fiorina, all the other Republican candidates, i.e. all the white or white Hispanic candidates, are all in the locker room goofing around. And Hillary is from the outside looking in as if she's trying to break the glass ceiling here, you know? And she's got more money than all of you guys combined, even Jeb Bush. And again, you know, they specifically took out the people who were darker hued. They don't, and they put Cruz and Rubio in there as white guys. And they just, you know, it's just a caricature. It's not it's a cartoon like approximation of the race.
Well, the good news in today's society is more and more I've found across the country that talk radio, the internet, other forms of media that go beyond the traditional, you know, dead tree newspaper and go beyond the network nightly news, are having more and more of an impact, helping people get information, particularly young people. My sons, I think, get more of their information on their phones than they get anything else. That's both a challenge and an opportunity. The opportunity is we're not dependent on a limited number of elitist kind of media institutions to deliver all the news. The challenge is there are so many different ways to get information these days. We got to make sure that good, solid, conservative, reform-minded leaders and activists are out there in as many different ways as possible, spreading the good message.
Where can people see you this weekend in New Hampshire, Governor?
I'm going to be up at Belknap County tonight. It should be kind of fun, and then over the next couple of days, tomorrow I'm going to be at Politics and Pies over in Concord, over at the Snowshoe Club, talking with some activists there. And then
what is your favorite pie, Governor?
Banana cream, hands
down. Thank you. Howie, first of all, you just almost won a vote because Howie had a favorite pie poll and didn't put that on there. And I said, first of all, you've got the best one off the list. Argued it wasn't even a pie, Howie.
I'm from New England. I'm a custard pie guy, Governor Walker. But we got a break.
I like custard. I like pumpkin. I like apple.
And you got to like cherry, too, because you're from the Midwest, right? Or is that
sure,
just Michigan?
I like
Michigan?
All that with some warm ice cream on, but, man, banana cream, my mom.
Okay, we got a break. Thanks, Governor Walker. Talk to you soon. I'm Howie.